As we begin our service, there's just a few of us here tonight, and that's okay. We got more than two or three, so we got it covered. He's here in the midst. Even if it was just one, he's still here. But I thought, as we begin, how about if we just, for a few minutes, lift up our hearts for the young people. They'll be meeting in just a little while. Tonight is their final evening together, and of course tomorrow morning is just a sort of a wrap-up. So tonight's sort of the last real service that they'll be having. They're going to be around the bonfire. But I know our brother John Christian is going to speak to them about the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And you know, without the Holy Spirit, there is no holy, right? That's where the power comes from. And so I thought we could pray. And I know the Lord has been touching and meeting so many of them. But you know, you're walking around, you hear little snippets of conversation, and I've heard some who, you know, they're hot, they got no phone service, you know those major life crises that young people have. But you know, that can be distracting. You know, that can become such a big deal that, you know, you kind of get your eyes off of what the really important things are. And so I thought, how about if we just pray for a moment or longer, whatever the Lord wants. Let's just seek the Lord. Let's ask him to touch them. And don't worry, there's enough of him to touch us too tonight. You know, by praying for them, we're not shutting ourselves off. Often I find when we pray for others, we get an extra blessing. We get an extra blessing. So let's do that, shall we? If one or two would like to lead out in prayer, and we prayed this afternoon at length, but let's do it again. Let's have real faith that God's going to come. God's going to meet them, that the enemy won't be able to distract them or anything, but let's believe that God's going to break through and do what he wants to do. Lord Jesus, Jesus, we pray.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity that these teenagers have at this time to come together,
Jesus,
and
Jesus,
to hear from you. And Lord, we just pray that the Holy Spirit will open up each one of their hearts and their minds to yourself, and those things that they are going to be hearing tonight from your word will penetrate and find a place within their hearts and lives, Lord. Oh God, those who know you will be drawn closer to you. Those who are on the edge or are not quite sure, we pray, Lord, that there will be tonight. Tonight will be the night that they will just yield themselves to you.
Yes.
And Holy Spirit, you will do
Lord.
Your work in their hearts and their lives.
Yes,
Lord, changing them, keeping them, drawing them unto yourself. We pray in this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you love them just as they are.
Yes.
They don't have to be super saints.
Yes, Lord.
They can come to you just as they are, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
You can meet their every need, whatever their teenage questions are.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever their perplexities are, Lord.
Oh,
they
God.
They can't figure things out.
Lord.
They can't, Lord. You can set them straight.
Do it, Lord.
You can speak to their
do
hearts,
it, Lord.
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 Each
do
one
it,
of
Lord.
Them. Love each one of them.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that you would come and meet them even
we
tonight,
pray.
Lord. Clench
yes.
what you have begun
we
to
pray.
Do in their hearts.
Yes.
Tonight, do the real work. We thank you for the testimonies we heard this morning, Lord,
Jesus.
And others that privately have given testimony. We thank you, Lord, for anything that you have done and all things that you have done.
Yes.
We commit them to you this night, Lord Jesus, and we believe that you will work in our
hearts.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Right.
Jesus, we thank you.
Father God, I lift up the teens, the youth retreat. Father God, let them taste and see how good you are. Father God, so blessed that they were able just to be on the grounds hearing your word, Father God. Plant it, make it grow, Father God. You can do it. Only you can do it. Change hearts, Father God. Father God, whatever they learn, please let them take it home. Share with their family and friends. Father God, do an indwelling of your Holy Spirit on each one. Father God, none of us are perfect, but we know you can change hearts, only you can. Keep on working on all of us, Jesus.
Yes.
And let us just see you, less of us, Father God. And we know we have a big God, bigger than any problem we have. It's little compared to you. I pray John Christian right now. Father God, use
Jesus.
Him.
Yes.
Speak. Speak the truth, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Let those children look at John, not as John, as your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Break through any distractions, Lord. May their eyes, their attention, their souls be attracted by the beauty of your holiness. We ask that they'll have eyes only for you. Draw them, Lord Jesus. Draw them with those cords of love. May each one have a real encounter with you. And in doing so, be changed by your holiness. We pray that it will be so, Lord Jesus. We stand in faith with those who are there, with the workers, with the speakers, Lord, with the many prayers that have gone up from around our fellowship and around the world. And we believe that, God, you're going to be glorified. And so our faith is in you. Our eyes are upon you. And we know, Lord, that as we do that, that you're going to minister to us tonight, too, as we're in this service. We pray that your presence will minister to us, most particularly. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
John,
yes.
We received a phone call from actually Edith Blumhofer, who had visited Lois Graver.
Okay.
I don't know if you if people know Lois the Gravers, but mm-hmm. they were missionary ministers and many years ministered here at camp.
Yes.
He died last year, but Lois asked for prayer. She has her feet are not giving her giving her problems. And she has a strange situation in her mouth where her gums are swollen. They can't figure out what it is. And she asked that we would pray.
Yes. Let's do it. Let's do it right now, shall we? Let's pray for this dear woman. Lord Jesus, is she the one, Brother Paul, is the Wanamaker?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's... Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much that this place is known as a place where people can call for prayer. Lord, I know our family has done it years past, our church. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that this is a house of prayer. And so, Lord, we bring this dear woman before you. We bring our sister Lois. You know this need, Lord. We just only know what we've heard. But, Lord, we thank you that you are intimately acquainted with it, even as you are intimately acquainted with her. We pray, Lord, that you will minister to her. We pray, Lord, that you'll touch her. Bring relief, Lord Jesus, however you choose to bring it. We pray, Lord, that you will minister to her, and she'll just get respite from this, Lord, the pain, and that, Lord, that she can just serve you and love you with a well body. We know she's getting up there in age, but, Lord, we can still serve you with a strong body and a strong constitution, and, Lord, I pray that you will just draw very near to her. Lord, I know she knows that we're praying for her tonight here at Pilgrim Camp. And Lord, not that there's anything special about us, but Lord, our faith is in you. Our trust is in you. And so we stand with our sister and her faith as well. Our faith looks up to you, Lord. And we believe that you will be victor. You will be the healer, her provider, all that she needs. And we thank you for it, Lord. We say thank you because we know that you are faithful and you will answer these prayers. And we pray this all together in faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing together page 345 in our hymnals. 345. I am thine, O Lord. Draw me nearer. Let's believe for God to draw us close to himself this evening, as well as the young people up in the village. Verse 1.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Would you pray that, play that for us one time, Brother Paul? Praise the Lord Jesus. Do it for us, Lord Jesus. Draw our hearts, Lord. Draw my heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, draw us closer to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, draw us. Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Lord, I praise you, Lord Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, praise the Lord, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus.
Let's sing yet another song written by Fanny Crosby. She wrote the first one. 348, also by Fanny Crosby, Close to Thee. Sounds like she had a cry of her heart, huh? Let's sing it. 348.
Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with Thee. Close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with Thee. Not for ease or worldly pleasure, nor for fame my prayer shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with Thee. Close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with Thee. Lead me through the veil of shadows, bear me o'er life's fitful sea. Then the gate of life eternal may I enter, Lord, with Thee. Close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee. Then the gate of life eternal may I enter, Lord, with Thee. Close to Thee, Savior, let me walk with Thee.
Do it, Lord Jesus. We worship You. We worship You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We praise You. Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we thank You. Jesus, we praise You. We praise You. We praise You.
Jesus, by his presence all divine, true and tender, pure and precious, oh, how blessed to call him mine. All that thrills my soul is Jesus, he is more than life to me.
It's a beautiful song in our white camp book, page 20, Companionship with Jesus. I know we have a lot of folks here who have experience in walking with Jesus, but I was wondering if there was someone in the Bible or perhaps in your life who inspires you in your walk with Jesus. Maybe someone in the scriptures that you... When I use that term, walking with Jesus, walking with God, maybe it just pops right into your mind and inspires you to want to walk more closely to him. What I'd like to do is in between each verse, not just to give our voices a rest, but maybe there'd be one of you who would like to, in between each verse, you know, and there could be more, but who inspires you? Who do you think of in the scriptures that walked with God and just inspires you in your walk and encourages you to walk more closely with the Lord? You think as we sing this first verse, and let's see who'll volunteer first, okay? Let's sing Companionship with Jesus.
Oh, blessed fellowship divine, oh, joy supremely sweet, companionship with Jesus here makes life with bliss repeat, in union with the purest one, I find my heaven on earth begun. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, I've Jesus with me all. with me all the time.
Praise the Lord. Is there someone that inspires you? Someone you think about? Comes to mind when we talk about walking with Jesus, being in his presence all the time? Praise the Lord.
I think you'd be mad at me if I didn't say anything, Brother John, because I told you recently, before I was saved, I was reading the Bible and was inspired by Enoch.
Yes.
And Enoch walked with God. And he begat sons and daughters. He had a life.
Yes.
But yet he kept walking with God. It's not like we don't have a life when we walk with God. We learn, or God enables us to walk with him in life.
That's right.
And for life.
Mm-hmm.
Complete life.
Yes.
Fulfill in life by his presence, by his enablement, by his holy indwelling. And he was not.
Mm.
Why? Well, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Yes.
And we also have that testimony that of Jesus, that the Father is with me and has not left me alone, for I always do those things that are.
Yes, yes.
And when our heart is in love with Jesus, we want to please him.
Mm.
That's why he said, my commandments are not grievous. They're
no.
not difficult.
No.
We love him.
Yes.
And we delight in doing things to please him.
Yes.
I remember how there was a time in life when I woke up to the wonder of, I shouldn't say that, by the way, I woke up to the fact that I loved my father, my earthly father, and I wanted to do everything I could to please him, because I realized all that he had done for us as a family. After my mom died, he just took us and raised us and cooked for us and worked. He gave himself for us, and it inspired me to only do what I could do to please him. Try to do well in school, that's what pleased him. And I was very annoyed with my brother because he got my father upset a lot. So I didn't get along with my brother very well. But, you know, how wonderful when we learn of the love of the Father to us. And how we just delight in doing
yes.
what we can to please him.
Yes.
To walk with him. That's what his call is.
Yes.
To walk with him.
Amen. 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 I'm sure most of us thought of Enoch. Even if he's not at the top of your list, he's probably way up there, isn't he? Let's sing the second verse.
I'm walking close to Jesus, I'm so close that I can hear the softest whispers of his love in fellowship. So me in this hostile land. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy divine, I've Jesus with me all the time. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, I've Jesus with me all the time.
Who's another one? Who's another one?
One who inspired me was your mom. She had something about her that you knew she loved God with all her heart.
Yes.
And real. It was so real to her.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for her.
Amen.
Sure you do too.
Amen. And you know, it's interesting as you said that, having, you know, living with her for however many years, you know, having sons and daughters. She was a regular person. She was a regular mom. You know, she got upset with us. She chased my brother around the house with a wooden spoon. That's one of the reasons why I didn't get along with my brother very much. But she loved God with all her heart, and she was 100% in to the kingdom of God. Whether she was right or she was wrong, she was 100% in, one way or the other. And a blessing to so many souls. Absolutely. And I can testify to the fact that that was real. That was real. For years, she had morning worship with us before we went off to school. for years. Made sure we never left for school without having some time with the Lord, hearing something from His Word or devotional. To this day, I still, Mountain Trailways for Youth is a very special book to me. I bought a sort of a limited edition copy, probably spent a little more money than I should have on it. I found it through a book dealer online, kind of like Brother Gordon used to do, that kind of thing. But it was special to me because I grew up hearing those things and being prayed with over them, and then being sent off to school. Go on, get going, hurry up, you're late, Dad's got to go. But I thank God for that. That is absolutely, thank God for that testimony. Let's sing the third verse, shall we? I'm leaning on His loving breast along life's weary way. My path illumined by His smiles grow brighter day by day. No foes, no woes my heart can fear with my almighty friend so dear. Jesus with me all the time. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, I've Jesus with me all the time. One more. I'm glad for that testimony because, you know, this is something that while, you know, we are inspired by others and we hear and we read about them and, you know, we've seen some. It's not just for them. It's not just for them. It inspires us, but it's for me, and it's for you. This song, Jesus wants to have fellowship, companionship with us all the time. I have Jesus with me all the time. We've been talking about that. Who am I, Lord? What? Why? Why me? Right? Well, He's called us His friends. He wants to have fellowship with us. And so let's keep our eyes on Jesus and see what He'll do with our lives.
One of my favorite stories in the Bible is that of Joshua. The Lord had just manifested Himself mightily in the tabernacle, and it indicates that, I believe it indicates that Moses left and everyone left, but Joshua stayed in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
And it's such a wonderful picture of abiding in Christ that has always inspired me.
Yes.
Inspired me very much.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I love that too, Brother Paul. And I love the fact that, you know, Joshua was a soldier. You know, Joshua was a military fella. Again, like Brother Tom shared with us about, you know, Enoch having sons and daughters. You know, Joshua was no, you know, monk in a monastery who just never came out of the tabernacle. I mean, he led battles, fighting. You know what's going on there. They were not, you know, touching each other in love, but yet he loved the presence of God. He just wanted to be in the presence of God, and I love that about Joshua. I love to, when you think about who he was, that makes that even, you know, adds almost a little zip to it. You know, this is a soldier. This is a fighter. This was a man of war. Yet he loved presence of God. Doesn't matter who we are. God wants us to be in His presence, and He makes us what He wants us to be. Thank you, Brother Paul. That is an inspiring, inspiring story. Let's sing the last verse. If anyone else wants to share, feel free.
I know His sheltering wings of love are always o'er me spread, and though the storms may calm and free from dread, my peaceful spirit ever sings. I'll trust the covert of Thy wings. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy divine, I've Jesus with me all the time. Joy sublime, I've Jesus with me all the time.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we praise You.
Lord, we praise you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Jesus. 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 Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord.